This is Urban Whispers, where the present whispers the past. Hello, this is the first episode of Urban Whispers, and today we're talking about the Hannah House. So, it's me, Noah, with my co-host,
Cohen.
Hi. My other co-host,
Scott.
So, how's it going today, guys?
It's going pretty nice on this Thursday morning.
I'm doing good. I'm tired.
It is currently Thursday the 22nd. So, let's talk about... So, as you all guys know...
Spooky stuff afoot.
Like, afoot. Spirits and...
And ghosts and all the goods. The ghouls.
And the scary brick house. So, let's talk about that. So, what is the Hannah House?
Okay, I got you. Hold up. The Hannah House is located at 3801 Madison, Indiana. The house namesake was to a one Alexander M. Hannah. Birth 1821, death 1895. He was a big business person and farmer. He grew up in Indiana before moving to California in 1850 for the gold rush. Later, he had succeeded and invested money into a vegetable and barley ranch. After 5 years of owning a piece of the ranch, he sold it and went back to Indiana to help and work with his father, Samuel Hannah, birth 1789, and death 1869 at the Central Road.
So, my man went from the gold rush to helping his papa out at the Central Railroad.
Yay!
In fact, after Mr. Hannah went to the gold rush and came back, he actually gained enough money to buy a 240-acre farm on the south side of Indianapolis.
Well, yeah, he's got that fat racks from the gold. Hannah House. We'd love to hear it.
So apparently, this guy just bought 240 acres of farm on the south side of Indianapolis. And so he was like, all right, let me just grow some things.
Time to get agricultural, y'all.
And he actually had built a two-story brick house in 1858.
Wait, he built it? I thought he just bought it from someone.
No, he actually built it, like, himself.
Ah, cool beans, yo.
And he was actually really, really lonely because it was just him and his staff.
It's so bad. He was so lonely, this guy. Wow.
Yeah, but eventually he found a maiden, a woman named Elizabeth Jackson.
Woo, go Elizabeth.
And they actually married in 1872, and they loved each other a lot. But here's the sad thing. They one child on March 16th, 1875, but he was tragically birthed as a stillborn.
That's a big sad.
Yeah. And since the son was a stillborn, Hannah had no heir to pass on his land, so when he passed in 1895, his farm was subdivided and sold. So, basically...
It's no longer his.
Yeah. He died without a son, no family. So the house sat empty for 4 years.
And the Hannah lineage is gone.
Four years after that, so like after the 4 years, a German immigrant and Civil War veteran named Roman Euler bought it along with about 21 more acres of the property in 1899.
And now that the Hannahs are gone, the Oilers move in.
Yep. So he lived there for like a few years, a while. Then he passed it down to his daughter, Romana, who was married to Marion Elder.
The elders. It's the great wise elders.
They actually lived there with their four children. And she lived there until leaving the house in the early 1960s, believe it or not.
It's pretty cool. Pretty cool. And I think you told us that she left the house to her four children.
Yeah. So she passed it on the house to her daughters and their spouses. Now, this is where the weird hauntings start. The hauntings started to be reported in the 1960s and 70s when the O'Briens turned the home into an antique shop when they were renting it out from the elders. There were reports of flashing lights, disembodied voices, and objects moving on their own. What do you guys think about that?
I think that's pretty scary. Imagine having, like, you just rented this house from these guys called the elders, and then all of a sudden you make it into a shop, and then stuff just starts floating around the house.
And eventually, when the O'Briens moved out, the elder family came back in, and they wanted to put on the National Registry of History to keep that house, you know, afloat.
If you look up the Hannah House, you can actually find a picture of it with, I'm guessing, maybe two of the owners or renters in front of it.
Yeah, you can find a picture of Romana and her husband, Marion, standing in front of it, I'm pretty sure.
Yep. It's pretty cool. And I thought they were ghosts at first, but I was reported now that was wrong.
Yeah, and actually, so they wanted to get money for this place. So they were hosting things like haunted houses and, like, you know, yard sales.
Just a lot of big events, right?
Yeah, but eventually people started visiting the house so much that the activity was actually going way up. So now they were smelling things. Like, there were smells coming from the house.
Hold on, quick side note. When more and more people go into a haunted area, so it's said that the more energy is put into that area and the ghosts are more active because they now have that more energy. They, like, siphon it off people. That's right?
Yeah.
Because I got all that information from you. I'm just stealing it and using it because I think it's funny.
That is correct. Okay, I'm kidding.
All right, continue on with...
So...
I forgot what you said.
People started to, the more and more they visited, people started to smell something from the attic. And reports were that they smelled candles, like an altar.
Sorry, I'm good. I'm just coughing. All right. Smellings of burning, is that how you said?
Yeah. Okay. Basically, candles, the smell of candles were wafting down from the attic, and people were like, okay, that's weird. Because when they went up there, there was nothing there. But, reportedly, the staff used to have an altar up there. It was never reported what the altar was to. But then eventually there was also a smell of rotten flesh from the first bedroom.
Now, the flesh smell was there because under the first bedroom, I'm pretty sure, was the basement. And in the basement was where Hannah kept the...
Well... It's said that there's, now this is just a theory, a rumor, but it's said that Hannah's house was part of the Underground Railroad where he hid runaway slaves to protect them, but an oil lamp fell down and burned them all alive, so he buried them all under the house because he had nowhere else to put them. But there's actually no evidence to him actually ever having any connection to the Underground Railroad.
I mean, obviously, though, he wouldn't want to have that evidence around, you know?
Yeah.
Because that's kind of illegal. I mean, it's a good thing that he did that, but it's kind of illegal.
Back then.
Just a smidgen.
Yeah, but so people have also cited in the house, actually, a guy in a black suit walking around. So.
That's supposed to be Hannah, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Okay. Just making sure.
He's just strolling around his house.
He's just hanging out. It's his house.
There's also reports of a woman, which may be his wife, Elizabeth.
And you said that usually when people see her, that she's holding a baby in her arms.
Yeah, the stillborn baby, which is probably their son as well.
What's the son's name?
He was never named because he was stillborn, so he died. He died in the womb.
Poor guy. Remains unnamed.
Yeah. So, now that we've talked about the Hannah House, let's talk about a little bit more about spirits and things. As the listeners may not know much about spirits and ghosts.
Yeah, some people are just tuning in to figure out what this is all about, what's going on, how this all works and whatnot. Or maybe you're just tuning in because,
you're bored.
Yeah. And hey, Mom, if you're watching this, hello, how's it going?
Hello, mother.
All right. Okay. More spirits and stuff.
Yeah, so now, what is a spirit?
Spirit is a, basically, we all have spirits inside our body. It's kind of like your soul, basically, right?
It's the physical formation of your soul.
Yeah, the physical formation of your soul, which it's, most times it's just called a ghost. And it's just a little guy that hangs around after you die.
No, the thing is, it doesn't really hang out after you die most of the time. It's only because reason why there's spirits is either they're upset or they can't move on from death.
Basically, they just have unfinished business.
Yeah, so they're basically, sadly, they're trapped. They're trapped here.
Which is no bueno.
So they have nothing else to do except stay trapped on this plane, and they can't move on until someone helps them.
Such as forms of exorcism and whatnot, if I said that right.
Exorcism, yeah. Yeah. Which could be also painful.
Yeah, that could, I mean, it seems, now we don't really know about all that, but from what the movies say, it seems pretty friggin' painful.
Well, according to the Bible, that's right, I'm getting religious on you guys here. So, according to the Bible, the soul is like a, basically, we're a mortal shell holding our soul. And if we can't pass on, that just means that we need to do something that we are, like...
that will, like, fulfill us.
Yeah. And that we can actually pass on if someone helps us do that. So, but there's also, like, there's many, many, many types of spirits. You know, you have, like, the good spirits, like, I don't know, Casper.
I don't think we have very many Caspers around, I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah. We also got, like,
the little entities and whatnot.
Well, before we get to those, we got to talk about the little tricksters.
Oh, yeah, the tricksters. Love the tricksters.
You know, they like to... Now, these spirits, they're there for a reason. They like to just lie and mess with you. And they're not particularly evil, I would say, you know?
Now I heard this somewhere. It may be very untrue. I don't know. But they say that sometimes the trickster is a demon trying to get you to the devil side, which is another religious thing. Sorry, y'all.
Yeah, we're going to get kind of religious because
that's kind of what this is.
It's a good source.
Yeah, it's a good source around all of this mumbo jumbo.
So, yeah, the thing about tricksters is that not all of them are evil. Like, there's, like, adult spirit tricksters, you know, they just like to play pranks, but that also could be children who unfortunately died young. They could be playing pranks and stuff, you know.
Because those children were never really learned, not to. Because that was, like, way back in the day.
Yeah, so they, like, basically they were like, hey, I want to play, but I don't know how to get your attention.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to, like, knock things over and, like, draw on your wall or
it's
something.
It's just like an actual kid. That's basically what it is.
But then we have the evil spirits, which are human spirits that are malevolent.
Malevolent.
Basically, they are mean and they don't like people.
They kind of just hate everything.
Yeah, basically.
Big Debbie Downers, if you tell me, or if you ask me. Anyways.
Then we get to the big old non-human spirits.
Big old boys. The big, I don't know.
Now.
Big Bertha.
According to religion, now don't like get like bassy on me here, but like. According to...
All right, now. No, I'm just kidding.
But, so, there's angels and demons, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good guys, bad guys. Everyone knows the good guy, bad guy story.
Yeah.
But, so, like, angels, apparently, they look really freaky.
Oh, yeah, they got, like, eyes everywhere, and they're kind of like a flying eye, pretty much. I don't know. It's weird.
But they,
it's the biblical angel.
They just look really scary. And according to the Bible, demons will either look scary or they will look incredibly friendly. They'll disguise themselves as angels and call themselves your friend. So they're like, oh, yes, we're nice.
Yeah, I've heard this before. They just do that so then they can trick you. Basically like way back with Adam and Eve, where how the devil tricked them by turning into like a snake or something.
I'm pretty sure that was all metaphorical.
What? My brain hurt. I don't know. Anyways.
Snakes don't talk, bro.
Snakes don't talk, bro. Come on. All right, back to what you were saying.
Yeah, but so those demons, those little bugs, the little...
Yeah, little duders, little guys.
Yeah, so basically, these demons, these gremlins of...
It's little gooky googers.
Of spirits. They like to lie and steal your things. So basically, we got angels, spirits, and then demons.
You always love it. Always love it.
Yeah.
Anyways, so angels, spirits, and demons, and they all just kind of reside all in this world in different areas.
Yeah, it's different places. Different realm, spirit realm.
Mm-hmm.
Then we got the big man upstairs. Well, that's if you're Christian. Otherwise, we got Buddha or...
Whatever your...
religion is.
Yeah, whatever your deity
but
religion.
But 99% of the time, there's always going to be demons and spirits.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about angels, you know.
Yeah, that's. I think that's more towards Christianity. Okay, let's get off the... Yeah, okay. Back to what you were saying.
Next topic.
Sorry, did you want a podcast about urban whisper? No, this
urban
is religion.
Urban legends?
This is religion now. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay. Yeah, we're not going to religionize.
That would be... I don't think we could do that anyways.
Yeah, no. But basically, the so there's also... there's tons and tons of haunted places that actually are pretty interesting. Like, so for the first episode, obviously, you guys know, we just talked about the Hannah House. It wasn't very, like, malevolent or anything. The Hannah House is definitely not malevolent as much as other places, you know, because it's just a family there.
I don't think it's really malevolent at all. It's just that family just kind of doesn't really want you in their house, so they'll, like, pick things up and move it around. But they don't really do anything bad. They just kind of are there.
Yeah, it's like they're living in their time.
Yeah, and if you can deal with it, then stay in the... If you can deal with the bad smells, you could stay in the first bedroom.
Yeah. I heard you could actually go visit the Hannah House, but I'm not too sure.
Oh, I thought they broke it down.
Oh, no, I don't think they did because it's in the National Registry. So they're
pretty cool.
Still up. This has been the first episode of Urban Whispers. On September 5th, we'll be talking about the Goatman's Bridge, where demons are active and cultists conspire to open portals. This has been Urban Whispers. See you guys on the road next time.